Whenever we clamber ashore after a long passage, my wife's first priority is not to buy fresh bread, it's to plunder the nearest bookseller of his stock of foxy old volumes. Among this summer's finds was E.B. Cook's Hints, Tips and Gadgets, signed in April 1940 as the property of one Raymond Morton. What filled Mr. Morton's thoughts in those dark days must now remain obscure, but what's certain is that he was one of us. As the air raid sirens howled their dread over London, he was dreaming of starrier nights and soaking up Cook's useful advice on how to prevent his heavy wooden dinghy from clobbering his topsides at anchor. What would he have given for a rubber boat, I wonder? Not much, probably, when he stepped into it to row ashore, but he'd have loved it at the turn of the tide. Although primarily a sailor rather than a permanent seeker after small improvements on board, E.B. Cook is not judgmental about the other lot who still prefer screwing a new barometer to the bulkhead to tapping it down channel in a rising gale. Nonetheless, he gives his opinion to us straight. Without going to extremes, he says, one can get a lot of pleasure out of working on one's boat. Pleasure from work? What can he be talking about? Maybe things were different in 1940. Wooden craft are easier to maintain than GRP, although more demanding in terms of time. What about incidental damage, for example? Last summer, some clown took my bowline as I came alongside. Instead of slipping the loop he'd been handed over the cleat ahead of the bow to which he was clearly directed, he clapped a turn onto a different one and snubbed me into the dock. My stem clouted something sharp and chipped the gel coat. Sometimes there's no point in taking people to task. After all, as a sharp-witted harbour master once said to me, obscurely, I thought, when he dropped an iron pig on my toe, "Don't you worry, boy. Where there's no sense, there's no feeling." Had my boat been timber, I could have cleaned the scar with 120 grit, faced up with trowel cement, then finished it off with a lick of paint left over from the spring refit. Good as new. What about me poor fibreglass topsides? Only some foreman, very likely now dead, knows what mixed shade of all grit was used and how much it's faded. As for the technology to fill the damage and apply the top coat, it's tricky and it doesn't even smell nice. Not that I'm regretting my fall from grace into the world of plastic. As the seasons pass, I still can't believe how little I have in the way of essential work. Once the seacocks, engine, rig and a few other items have been serviced, I can turn my attention to shelves in lockers, mounting paintings on bulkheads, and discussing fabrics with my wife. E.B. Cook would be pleased with the solid fuel heating stove I installed a couple of years back, and so am I, but he'd ponder on my failure to enhance its potential with his gadget for securing the recommended Staines patent roaster to its top, enabling me to prepare a full Sunday lunch at sea without troubling my gas bottles. After all, his reader's galleys had no sinks or fridges, only bogey stoves and a single Primus ring teetering in the lamplit shadows on dubious gimbals. So let's rejoice that the world has moved on, but that humanity stays the same. Hurrah for the socket set, the multimeter, the cordless drill and the junior hacksaw. Here comes winter. Bring on the jobs!